Your heart beats faster and faster.
And death is peaceful. It's the transition that bothers me. Ladies and gentlemen, Sunday night, 10 p.m. This is your Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Oh, yes, that is right. Paranormal broadcasting, where we're making that transition. Transition? Yeah, transition. 1 week at a time. Okay, I messed it up.
Well. Hey, gang, we're back live in studio, and we'll be in the GD chat room all night long.
And you can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And this is your ghost man, Sean B.
And that would make me his demon hunter, a.k.a. or Nathan. Yeah. Wait.
Sup?
Yeah. That would make me Nathan S., a.k.a. the demon hunter.
Hey, guys, this is the May 10th broadcast of the GD show.
And I don't have my sheet, can you tell? The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and Sean Burris and is broadcast live on Omnisound, Absurd Radio, and Planet Paranormal Radio, and is recorded for Planet Paranormal, the Black Vault Radio Network, and Para X Radio.
Tonight's guest, we go deep inside the horror. We'll be talking movies, ghosts, and much more with Sabrina Itho, a.k.a. Gore Girl.
The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast, and if I don't make any more mistakes, it will start right now.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your
host
for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Can you
man,
tell?
Man, what a week.
Can you tell I've been taking sinus medication? Because I'm kind of fuzzy. And
You sound kind of high. Are you high right now?
You know, I am about as high as you can get on sinus medication, which is probably why now you have to sign at the pharmacist to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't get chloroseptic spray for your throat, I think, without signing at the... I mean, this is crazy. These kids are making drugs out of maxi pads and Bengay. I mean, it's crazy. You can't get nothing, man.
They're the MacGyvers of the drug world.
Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, what happened to the good old days where, you know, you smoked a thing of weed and then you went on home and tried to hide it from your parents? That was the good thing. And now, although the Ghostman Demon Hunter show does not promote drug usage... But
I'm
just saying, these
hit the button there, Sean.
these kids today. I'm showing our age now, Demon Hunter. But I'm serious, man. Remember back in the day? I mean, you had marijuana, and you had acid, and that was about it. That was about all you did. But today they're going insane. With these over-the-counter drugs, I'm seeing commercials every day about what's your medicine cabinet, because your kids, you know, and they got the kid there, and he's, this was for my back pain medicine, this is for my menopause, and, you know, he's got all these, it's crazy.
Well, you know, it's funny, too, I have a cabinet locked in a secret compartment here in my house, which I use
that.
To hide my guns.
Right.
Because I am a licensed gun carrier due to jobs I used to have, I had to carry them.
That's scary.
And, you know, it's so that's where they are. And nowadays, parents have to have a secret compartment with a lock and key for their medicine.
Yeah. Dad can't even take his back pain pill anymore because Junior's going to steal it. You know?
You know, I honestly recommend, and I'm not going to bleep myself out for this, if you have kids and you take medicine, go get yourself a locked cabinet to keep those pills in.
Yeah, well, like I said, man, the thing about, anyway, I don't want to go into it, but of course Obama, they were talking to him a couple weeks ago about legalizing marijuana. And, you know, he talked about, yes, you know, they asked him, did you inhale? And he said, yes, I inhaled frequently. That was the point of smoking marijuana. And I think we're starting to see that we've tightened the noose on society so much where just about everything's illegal. Even things that are legalized should be illegal. Like, how many DWIs in the United States do you think happens every year from drinking too much?
Well, you know, it's
you know, that should be illegal. Drinking should be illegal.
But no, drinking shouldn't be illegal. But, you know, when they first started cracking down on it, people were afraid of the laws. And that's what laws like that are really meant for, to shock people into not drinking and driving. That's why the amount of alcohol you can drink keeps going down. You know,
what I'm saying is, if you're going to make marijuana illegal, then we should go back to prohibition. That we should make alcohol illegal because they're both from natural substance. I mean, it's really the same thing. Now, we can argue all night, and I don't want to go into it, but, you know, I just think that we're seeing these kids, they're afraid to do marijuana, they're afraid to do all this other stuff, so they're going into your medicine cabinets, or they're making these drugs, and it's killing our kids, man.
Sean,
it's crazy. But Sean, anyway, I'm off my soapbox.
You're not going to let me argue my point, so we're going to leave it on that one. The thing I was thinking about was, you know, our buddy Jason Gowan just got in an accident in his car this week.
Absolutely.
He got hit because a drunk driver hit him.
That's right. He's okay. He walked away from it, but still, it was a drunk driver that hit him, yeah.
Well, allegedly.
Right.
You know, allegedly.
Well, we haven't seen the police report.
He has not stood before a judge, so he's allegedly been hit by a drunk driver. But, you know, from our point of view, having heard the story, I would say probably was, but I'm not a judge, I can't say. But,
yeah.
You know, I should be.
So what? The guy walked out of the car with a half gallon of Captain Morgan.
Yes,
I mean, that doesn't mean he was drunk.
But, you know, dude, it's this poor guy. He's probably sitting at home thinking that nobody will know about this ever.
yeah, absolutely. But you know what, Demon Hunter, I want to thank everybody once again for listening to what's sure to be another great episode of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother. And all the moms across the United States of America, and especially the ones, of course, that listen to our show. And happy Mother's Day, guys. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for mommies.
And happy, you know, happy Mother's Day to my mom. And for all of those of you who celebrated Cinco de Mayo this week.
Yeah.
Happy
yeah.
Cinco de Mayo. Hope you had fun. And,
yep.
You know, it's just been a fun week. I've had a lot of work going on. I don't know about you, Sean, but it's been a heavy work week, and weather has been paranormal here. But, you know, I know you have a few news stories to go over with us before we don't actually have a tip for the week this week. So Sean and I are going to wind up discussing something paranormal. But
yeah.
Before we get to that, do we have any news stories this week?
We got all kinds of stuff, Demon Hunter, but I wanted to go into the everybody always, you know, buys things for Mother's Day, but nobody ever really knows the origin of it. And actually, I looked it up. It was created by a chick called Anna Marie Jarvis. That's Jarvis with a J. On May 12th, 1907, 2 years after her mother's death, she held a memorial to her mom and thereafter embarked upon a campaign to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday. She succeeded in making it nationally recognized in 1914. So it's more of a recent holiday, but that's where it started. And it actually came from something called Mothering Sunday, which was a Christian festival celebrated throughout Europe. The festival was in honor of the mother goddess Cecile, C-Y-S-E-L-E. It was held in mid-March. It was finally changed to the fourth Sunday of Lent to honor the Virgin Mary, and the Mother Church. So there you go, guys. There's the roots of Mother's Day. Now, not many people will educate you like the G&D show. We like to educate us.
Of course, anything you hear on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, please feel free to go up and look up yourself, because we don't make any claims to actually know what we're talking about.
Right, yeah. We never stand behind what we say, guys. So, you know, check it yourself, man. Yeah, but I thought that was cool. But we got a couple stories, guys, out of the paranormal news this week. Foul Play is the title. Keepers at Noah's Ark Zoo Farm near Bristol, England, I believe, were horrified to find one of their female ostriches lying dead one morning with its head bitten clean off. They thought at first the killer must have been a fox, but how could it get through the deer fence or bring down a 7-foot bird? Now they're wondering, was it an alien big cat? There have already been several sightings in Bristol and Gloucester.
Wait, Sean, I don't want to interrupt your reading and make you lose your place, but how did they jump from fox to alien big cat?
Alien big cat. Apparently, maybe the marijuana is high over there in England. I don't know.
Is it legal there? I don't know.
I know it is in Amsterdam. God bless Amsterdam. But anyway, there have already been several sightings in Bristol and Gloucester. Also, it's quite likely that one of the beasts is to blame, Chris Hall of Big Cats in Britain told the UK press last week. So there you go. They've had some sightings of the alien big cat, and that's where they're getting their they think that's him. A couple people have seen this huge saber-toothed alien beast. It looks kind of like a cat, but kind of like a alien. And he's been sucking the goats dry and apparently cutting the heads off ostriches. So it's a huge thing going out there.
So it's a feline chupacabra.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think we should go investigate. We should pack our bags. The G&D show should be out there. We should be getting this for our listeners live. We should be broadcasting live from England right now.
If you want to see the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, go on the road and start investigating these situations. Please go to our forums at www.ghostanddemon.com and let us know.
Right. Well, Ghost Chaser just wrote in the chat room, he's stoned right now. And I got to tell you, Ghost Chaser, the best way to get the full effect of the G&D show is to be stoned. So you...
The comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
Hey, I'm not stoned. I'm just repeating what one of our listeners said. Come on, I'm not in there. But anyway, guys, another story out of the paranormal news. Goat Suckers is the title.
Okay.
Police in Nigeria are holding a goat on suspicion of attempted armed robbery. Demon Hunter, vigilantes dragged the beast to the police station saying it was really an armed robber who they caught trying to steal a car. They said that he then used black magic to transform himself into the goat. The goat is in custody at Kwar State Police spokesman Tundant Mohammed confirmed. He added, we cannot base our information on something mystical. It is something that has to be proved scientifically that a human being turned into a goat.
Okay, so my question is, who has to go into the cell and clean up after the goat every day?
Right, absolutely. I mean, this guy's pulling bank heist, man. He turns into a goat. How cool is that, you know?
You know, but you would think if you were going to pull a bank heist, you would turn into something that could fly so you could get away.
Yeah, like a pigeon or something, you know, take off. But we got another one, guys, winged things. And this comes out of the Pennsylvania newspaper. A motorist on the outskirts of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, spotted a huge bird-like creature drop from the trees and approach his vehicle. The witness got out for a better look. He said the creature seemed to soar or glide without flapping its wings. It looked prehistoric. I'm thinking Mothman. I don't know about you guys. But in Washington County, a huge dark-colored flying creature, which resembled a giant bat, was spotted circling cars. One of the drivers was spotted taking a photograph of the creature, but no one has come forward with a photograph yet. And if you have any information on this strange bat-like being, guys, you can go to stangordonoufo.com. I know that's kind of weird. It's
can
Stang.
Can you spell that out for us, Sean?
Yes, stangordonoufo.com.
Okay.
So there you go, Demon Hunter. People can go if they hear about this this strange bat-like being. But, you know, they've had sightings of the Mothman out there.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this is one of those omens, you know, if something's going to happen out there now.
Could be. It could be something big coming up that the bat-like creature's trying to tell everybody it's coming down. But we got a strange and weird news story. This is a Ghostman Demon Hunter Show special. It comes off the AOL News Press. Man says snakehead found in broccoli. Now, I know this isn't really paranormal, but it is kind of unbelievable. Clifton Park, New York, May 7th. A diner at a restaurant in upstate New York says he got a little something extra with his broccoli. A severed snakehead. Jack Pendleton, Jack Pendleton told the Times Union of Albany that he was at the TGI Fridays. Now, Demon Hunter, you might want to do the disclaimer now. TGI Fridays.
Well, no, this is, you're going to give the name of the person who wrote the article, so this is not our fault.
Right, absolutely. It's not our fault. Anyway, he went to the TGI Fridays restaurant in town of Clifton Park on Sunday when he stopped something gray mixed in with, when he saw something gray mixed in with these vegetables. He realized it was a snakehead the size of his thumb with part of the spine still attached. I start to turn it over. I see this gray-green patch, he told the Times Union. I could see these black rotted eye sockets on the top, he added. He said the head had part of a spine attached. I stopped eating, he said to the Times Union. I told my girlfriend I think this is a head. Pendleton says he snapped a photo with his cell phone camera and called the waiter over. He says he has no plans to sue. A spokeswoman for the Carrollton, Texas chain says it's investigating. It wasn't immediately known what kind of snake it was. Pendleton and his girlfriend weren't charged for their meals. I mean, that was the least they could do.
I think GI so. Fridays. But you know what, Sean? I grew up on a farm. I can tell you, we used to go out and cut the grass, cut the fields down, stuff like that. You'd find the bodies of snakes left over when you were done cutting those things down. If something had gotten in with the lettuce or one of the crops and got cut up while they were picking them, it could easily have been stuck in there. What I want to know is why no one noticed it when they were making the salad.
Yeah, that's what gets me, man. What about people paying attention to what they're doing? You see a snake in there, you would think you'd have something to say about it, you know?
You know, when I order my salad, I normally order it with no onions. I think from now on, I'm going to order it no onions, no snake.
Please.
Please, no snake in my salad.
Yeah, but that's a true story, man. That happened, and wow, TGI Fridays. We got one here. I just ate there a couple weeks ago, and now I'm just thinking. You know, it raises the eyebrows. You're going to start looking at your salad a little closer for snakeheads.
Snakeheads, and, you know, there's all those famous things about, like, people going to get their, what do you call them, the nugget chickens?
Right.
And, you know, they pull out a fried head of a chicken or something. And
oh, God, yes, I've heard that. It's,
you know, you gotta watch what you're eating when you're not preparing it yourself. And when you're preparing it yourself, watch anyway, because there's only one person to blame.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, I actually wanted to add special thanks tonight to Modelo Beer from Modelo Especial, imported from our good friends in Mexico. Thank you so much. Mexico powers the G&D show a lot of the time. You drink that high price stuff. I do the Modelo. It's pretty good. And I'm lighting up a cigar again, Demon Hunter. You influenced me. It's terrible.
I'm a bad influence. What can I say?
Yeah, you are. But, you know,
What are you lighting up, Sean?
You know what? I threw the wrapper away. I don't have it right now. So it's like a Gershon or something like that. It's a high-priced cigar.
I went down to Butthead's Tobacco Emporium in Danbury, Connecticut this week.
Yeah.
And they were having a Tiamo event. So I am smoking the Tiamo Cuba, Cuban seed tobacco with a Mexican wrapper. Very yummy. Yeah. Very, very yummy.
That's illegal, isn't it, Cubans?
Cuban seed is okay. You can use the seed as long as it's not grown in Cuba.
Yeah.
So it's Cuban seed tobacco with a Mexican wrapper, and I'm enjoying it immensely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very delicious cigar, I am sure. But, you know, we were on Encounters Radio just before we went on our own radio show here at ghostanddemon.com, and I was telling Tim earlier about a friend of mine owns a tow truck company, and he actually picked up a girl on the side of the road. Her car was broke down, and he started talking to her about, you know, my friends and the ghosts and stuff like that. And she said, well, I live out in Whiteland, Indiana, and I live in a old late 1800s home. And she said it's very, very haunted. He was talking to her and everything. And I guess there's a lot of stuff happening there. There's a lot of things going on. And, you know, it brought to mind, because I haven't done this in a long time, but there's a lot of people every day out here in the paranormal community that we don't even hear about that live with this stuff every day. Things moving by themselves, voices, whispers. I mean, these people deal with it on a daily basis, man. And it kind of brought me back to our roots, you know?
Have you ever considered, Ray, that the reason we're having so much business is because the dead are raising from the grave?
Yeah, that's from Ghostbusters. I like that. It could be. It could be. The dead could be popping up, and they'd like to listen to the G&D show. I mean, I would. You know, I'd listen to it.
Well, you know, and if you know, that kind of gets us into our topic tonight that you and I were discussing. Since we don't have a tip for the week, the topic we were discussing about how ghosts move things.
Yeah.
You and I were saying, you know...
with their finger.
But, you know, if they're particle energy, how do they manage to move things?
I don't know. Remember the ghost Patrick Swayze? He had to learn to manipulate solid matter with his... I don't know what it was, his ectoplasm or
his
whatever.
Thoughts,
I don't know.
Yes, and... But, you know, I was sitting there talking to a buddy of mine, Steve... the other day, and Steve is one of those guys you just wish you were as smart as Steve, you know.
Yeah,
and
I want to be like Steve.
I want to grow up to be like Steve. And but Steve and I were talking, and he was asking me questions about the paranormal, and we were discussing physics and how ghosts can move things if they're simply energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went into several theories I've been working on with things like that. And I said, you know, I've been trying to find a way to take time out of the equation. Because, you know, if any time you work with dimensional physics, we live in a 3+1 dimension. If you take time out of it, then it's no longer, you know, forward, backwards, up and down, and time. So if something was in the same time as they were when they died, then they'd be able to move it. And he pointed out to me that you cannot take time out of the factor, since if they're energy, they're made up of particles, and therefore particles have some kind of matter and are affected by gravity, and if they're affected by gravity, they must be affected by time.
Uh-huh.
So this is one of the things we were trying to figure out, and it came down to the fact that I had to dig up some obscure theories on anti-time, where time can move either slowly or backwards or in a different factor in our same dimension as the time we are experiencing now.
Okay, you lost. I'm trying to follow with you here. I understand what you're saying, the time kind of thing.
Okay.
But
if something is approaching a black hole,
mm-hmm.
You're in a ship, you're approaching a black hole. When you reach the outside of the black hole, time slows down because gravity changes. So if something is in a particle form affected by the same gravity we are, then time should move the same. But if something moves, is being affected by our gravity differently, then time would move differently. So if something was in the same position as something had been when that spirit was alive or at the time of its death, then, and time worked out so that things matched up, then it would be able to move it on its own.
Okay. And now, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. That makes sense. It's a good thing. But what if we simplify that? What if we simplify? We break that down, okay? And let's say, you know, the etheric body, right?
Yes.
It surrounds the human body. It's, people call it our aura. Some people just call it heat, whatever comes off our body. It's some form of energy.
Well, it's different than heat, but yeah. Okay.
What's that?
It's different than heat because our bodies naturally produce heat.
Well, yeah, heat's still a form of energy that's produced by the body.
Right.
Right. So anyway, the etheric body, as you said, it is different than heat forms. I shouldn't have said that. But Anyway, you got the etheric body, and if you erase the human matter, the flesh, the bone, all the good stuff, right, and you get rid of it, the etheric body exists. And, of course, Einstein said that the I can't remember.
We got to bleep something tonight. I got to check that time.
Bleep that out. He says matter, was it matter cannot be destroyed?
Matter cannot
destroyed?
Matter cannot be destroyed, only changed.
It cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another.
Exactly. If you put a log in a fire and light it on fire, it does not disappear. It simply changes from a log to ashes and gas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it could be the same thing with the human form, but somehow learning to channel maybe through the mind. And that brings up another good topic. Does the human mind exist after death? The human conscience? And, you know, maybe they can channel that etheric energy somehow to move these objects. I mean, maybe the longer they're dead, they learn how to use what energy we have that makes us a ghost to move items. I mean, maybe it's just simple. Like, you have this lighter sitting here on the table, and let's say you're dead, and you focus on moving that. Somehow you push that matter into that lighter to make it move. I mean, that's a possibility.
Are you saying that without the bonds of a physical body that we would have more telekinetic ability?
Well, that's a tough one because a lot of people talk about that, and it's like, once we die, do we just automatically get Einstein-like? do we just gain all this knowledge? It's a theory. Kind of what you said there, I think there's several different ways of looking at it, man. And I don't know. I just think it's simple. I think if you break down all the paranormal phenomena, it's best described in its simplest form.
And if you do not want us to hear, if you do not want to hear us ramble on about things we know so little about, send us in some ideas for tips of the week, please, at ghostanddemon@gmail.com. Thank you.
And if you have a better idea, let us know, because we will talk about it on the air for our listeners, a random world. But that's a good topic, Demon Hunter.
That is.
I mean, a lot of things move around, and people want to know how they move around. And, one person thought electrostatic energy was the same thing when you shuffle your socks and hit the doorknob, it creates that blue arc.
Because, rarely do you actually hear about something picking up, floating across the room, and sitting somewhere else. You hear about it flying off a shelf.
Right.
So where's the energy that comes with that? It's how does it do that? And is that the extent of its ability? So, it doesn't take much to trip somebody down the stairs. So do they have the energy to mess up the carpet as you're stepping on it?
I don't know. We're getting deep tonight, though.
Oh, I tell you. But you know what, Sean? We're going to have to take a break really soon. Before we do, we don't have a lot of people in our chat room tonight. Folks, we're getting deep.
Don't.
You're not there. But thanks to Jerry and Ghost Chaser for being there in the chat room tonight. And
yes,
a few people have popped in and out before I was on there officially. So thanks to everyone who came on if I don't see your name. But what do you say we take a quick break? I've got an interesting little thing tonight, Sean. We don't have news, but we have a song, which is generally called the UFO song.
Yeah.
And its official title apparently is, let me see it here, it's Kermbop.
Okay.
And it's by Titler and the D-Cups.
Hitler in the D-Cups. Guys. So we're going to go to break, right, Demon Hunter?
We're going to go to break. We'll be back after this with our very own favorite person, Gore Girl, and our buddy Jason Gowan.
And we'll be inside the horror, guys, so stay tuned. It's going to get dark in here.
We'll be right back after this.
Driving down the road, minding my own business, when I see a UFO slam right into a tree, scared the pants off of me. There was so much debris. And the next thing I see is a little green man in front of me. And he says, Crembop-a-doodly-jump. I say, he-bop-a-doodly-jump. He says, Crembop-a-doodly, he-bop-a-boobly-me-bop-a-moobly-mo. We moobled and mowed for about an hour when out of the clouds pops another UFO. Wouldn't you know, he had to go, but I hear him say as he flew away, I crammed up a doodly jang. I yell, he bop a doodly joe. He says, crammed up a doodly. We moopled and moaned for about an hour when out of the clouds pops another UFO. Wouldn't you know, he had to go, but I hear him say as he flew away, ah, crambop-a-doodly-jang. I yell, he-bop-a-doodly-jump. He says, crambop-a-doodly, he-bop-a-doodly-mop-a-moobly-mo. Crambop-a-doodly-jang. Crambop-a-doodly-jang. A doodly jay.
Crembop a doodly.
Crembop a doodly jay.
Crembop a doodly. Crembop a doodly.
They come here to take you away.
Welcome to the Waverly Hills Sanatorium Audio Experience. Take an 80-minute audio tour inside one of the most haunted locations in the United States. Available on iTunes and CDBaby.com. 100% of the proceeds go to StompOutCancer.com, a nonprofit charity that is working hard to help kids and young adults fight cancer. For more information, go to www.StompOutCancer.com.
The Darker Side of the Moon is a listener's guide to the creepy, the spooky, and the unexplained. The Darker Side is an alternative variety show that delves deep into the shadowy secrets of just about everything, from the occult to dark comedy, sometimes serious, but mostly fun. Our show has a little for everyone. Join me, Becky Ray, and Laura Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Pacific at DarkerSideRadio.com.
Hi, this is Shannon Sylvia from Goat Hunters International, and you're listening to Ghost Man and the Demon Hunter Show.
Oh, you know, I gotta be more careful. Hello. When I take that off. I didn't know you guys were still talking.
Gigi, you still there?
I gotta be more careful. I think you guys were talking over the whole thing. I didn't have you muted.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
happens.
That's okay. I already got to bleep Sean out once tonight.
Yeah, I said the poop equivalent. Me like a dude, the cha-cha.
And there we have, in that third chair over there, we got our buddy Jason Gowen.
Wow, we're all there.
Hello, everybody.
I don't know. What's, are the rest of you on cold medicine too? I don't know.
No.
After finding out we were on air this time, I probably should take some.
I gave Gowan a couple little pills. That's all.
How are you feeling, Gowan, after your accident?
What?
After your car accident.
What?
I'm a lot better today. A little sore, but I'm doing okay.
Oh, we were very upset to hear you got hurt, Jason, and we sent our love out to you. We did.
I appreciate this.
And
I was hit by a drunk driver.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you lived to talk about it, and that's the important thing. Otherwise, we'd have to go hunting for you.
Yeah, I told my friend, I was like, I think it mangled my face. And then he's like, no, you look like that before.
Oh. Some friend. With friends like that, you don't need drunk drivers to hit you. But,
how do you know the guy? Just because he was pouring out a big half gallon of Captain Morgan, does that mean he's drunk?
He also smelled like he had been laying face down in a brewery for 3 weeks.
And kinda that's
like
why
you,
he was
when we all get together at the convention.
And that's why he was allegedly drunk driving. But in the guest chair tonight, back for
we got
her,
all kinds of chairs. We just keep adding.
We just keep adding chairs. Back for her. For her return visit, her first return to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show since her worldwide tour, our very own Gore Girl.
Sabrina!
What's going on, guys?
I can't believe you stayed so quiet.
Quiet, Sabrina. She's amazing. You know, it's hysterical. I didn't actually hear anything because I answered the phone, and I heard commercial, and I talked to you for a bit, and then I put the phone down and ran to get a beer. And I was
there
like, I hope they're not talking to me right now.
We were talking to you the whole time.
I was like, crap, I think I got some time. So I ran. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, that's okay, Gigi. I didn't have my head in the right place while I was doing all this. And I thought I had everybody muted. And apparently they were talking over the commercial. So,
you know, saying that you didn't have your head in the right place kind of instills all sorts of weirdness when Sean's on.
You know, and it doesn't help when you're there.
Go there because rashes occur. That's all I'm saying.
It's true. It does happen. You have outbreaks, but it's controlled by modern medicine.
To go there. Yes, it's the all-new Andromeda strain. Yes, right there, Sean.
Now,
give
Gigi,
the keep on giving.
Gigi.
So I was just going to say, guys, this group that's on the phone, I mean, we are the group that's been pounding the paranormal for,
I think I have single-handedly humped everybody.
The comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghostman and or their affiliates.
You know, it wasn't really necessary there, Sean, but just to have Gigi back, it felt right to do it.
It's like, it's back. Everybody's back. It's all good.
Everybody's back. You've been on your world tour. What have you been up to? What's happening?
Oh, my God, guys. It's been crazy. I'm telling you, I don't even know what the hell my name is anymore. It's like, rah. My name is Sean Burris. That actually gets me imprisoned, and I don't know. You're apparently popular in prison. I didn't know that. But.
Sean Burris, I've seen you naked.
That won't help you unless you're behind bars, and then maybe, you know.
Well, you're popular in prison. I didn't know. I was like, oh,
well,
he
spent a lot of time visiting the ladies' prison, so it makes sense. Gigi, I waited for you to come on.
Sean dropped a lot of soaps in prisons across the country.
They actually shape the soap in the image of his buttock, so.
I do. Yeah.
There's little soapies in Sean Burris's.
And you can get those Sean Burris posters at www.ghostanddemon.com.
I am not
shower with them nightly.
I am not sending this episode to my mom for Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day!
Yes!
Gigi,
the perfect thing for all those hot horror MILFs out there is Sean's buttocks in some ivory soap. That's the perfect Mother's Day
gift.
It said smells just like you'd expect Sean to smell.
Like bourbon and cigars.
Gigi, I waited for you to come on to read you our international listeners of the week.
Oh my god,
I'm so excited. Gowan, are you excited?
Gigi,
I'm barely standing.
It's just been so long since I've gotten to read you the international listeners of the week, Gigi.
I'm dying. I'm just dying to hear it.
Okay. I'm sorry, but there is no, oh God, now it went completely out of my head. There is no, none of the ones you really liked, but we have
Well, that's great. Read us the ones we hate. That's awesome. Go for it.
We don't hate them, Gigi.
Way to build up the support there, Nathan.
No, you know what it was? There was one particular...
There's nothing on here you like, so we're not going to read
it. It's not that at all, Gigi. You just know that every week there was one that you waited for.
I know. God, where is it?
And
where are these people?
And they did not come on this week.
God bless.
I was checking our ratings, just hoping that we would have these it come up. And now I feel like a total moron because I didn't write it down. And but we did get Hyde, UK, which
Hyde.
I never even heard of Hyde, but apparently it's near Manchester. And apparently they have to hide because they listen to our show.
I'm going to tan you, Hyde.
Montreal, Quebec, Beijing, China.
Ooh.
The
Great Wall.
Yes. The
God. I was unclear.
Patrocini, Romania, Melbourne,
Dracula.
And Canberra, Australia. So Tim Bear with them this week, and unfortunately there were no people from. And now, Gigi, what was what was the listeners you always were waiting for?
You know what's funny? I don't even remember.
It's going to come to me in the middle of the show, and you're going to be talking about something totally interesting, and I'm going to shout it out.
I couldn't even tell you. What even was it? Zimbabwe? I don't even know.
Gigi's huge in Czechoslovakia or whatever.
Hey, that was the joke.
Czechoslovakia? Yes, I am huge in Czechoslovakia.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Is this show really get checks and balances?
What are you doing, Gowan? Are you like at the supermarket? I hear you checking out or something. What's going on this week?
I'm not at the supermarket,
I'm driving.
Oh, I thought you was going to get some Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets.
Are you doing a promo for Hot Pockets now?
You guys can try them, they're delicious.
We're doing promos for Hot Pockets now. I don't know, something's happening. It's getting crazy.
Are we back from break yet?
Oh my God.
So tell me, Gigi, how is the world famous Gore Girl Variety Hour going?
Oh, my God. Honestly, I'm not really sure. Do I still do a show? I've got so many other things going on besides the show that I still like doing the Gigi Hour. Don't get me wrong. I still like doing it. We have a blast. We go on. We go crazy. We get a lot of the horror community stirred up. But we've got so many
Manila,
other things
Manila.
Going on.
That was it. Manila.
I forgot about it.
Manila, Gigi. It was Manila.
What? Did I miss something?
Manila. You were always asking about Manila.
Oh! What? That was Manila. I was like, well, what?
Please
like
do not consume
there.
Alcoholic beverages before you do our show.
Oh, whatever. I'm like, what? What show is this? Who are you people? Is it time for my meds yet?
This is Encounter Paranormal Radio. You're on the wrong show, lady.
Is it time for my insulin shot? Thank you. Oh, my God. This summer's going to rock, guys. I am so f***ing excited. You were kind of asking me. I'm just going to give you guys a little taste of what's going on because, yeah, everybody should still listen to Gore Girl Variety Hour. But I don't get to see you guys anymore. You know, we're all doing our own separate things. And so I'm going to let you guys, you know what's going on. And since everyone's like, oh, my God, did Gigi go AWOL? Is she in a mental institution? Like, what happened to her?
Right.
I'm excited because I took this month off to finish my novel, which I actually have a meeting about in mid-June. So far, all looks good on that. There's a rumor. I'm not sure. I've been sending some advanced, pages. I've heard
it's
a rumor.
It's called
The
Night with Ghost Band.
It is. I'm going to be the next Danielle Steele.
See?
But only with... I don't know. Just the thought of Sean Burris and Butcher Knives and...
Oh, I got to tell to all our listeners around the world.
Astronauts. It's just...
Listen, all our listeners around the world, guys, if you ever see us at a convention or whatever, do not let Gigi spend the night in your hotel room because when you come back the next day, there's going to be... It looks like they partied like rock stars. There's going to be so many different... There was beer bottles that I didn't even know they were legal in America that were laying on the ground in the hotel room. So, yeah.
There's Vietnamese hookers everywhere. Yeah. It was crazy.
I had to take a shower in your guys' room, and I thought, I think I caught something.
I think you did. I actually started swine flu. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to tell you guys. I didn't want to tell you guys. It's actually, you know.
GG is H1N1. But,
I'm copywriting it. Actually, I got the biggest compliment in the world. I was chatting with Bonnie, and she goes, we were trying to talk about, okay.
Bonnie from Ghost Talk Radio.
Yes, that Bonnie. Being infectious and contagious. Bonnie's like, so you're kind of like the herpes of talk radio. And I said, you know what? I am the herpes of talk radio because I keep coming back. I'm
Gentle
on your
Awards.
Ass. Yeah. I'm on your ass. You don't know why you like to scratch it, but you do. So.
You know, I think
and
the
then
paranormal
you don't
community
tell anyone
has had
about
a bad
it.
Outbreak of genital warts for the last, what, 6 or 7 years. So
I'm sorry.
This community needs a penicillin shot, man. Bad. Bad.
No, I'm happy, though. I'm happy I took this time off because it's not going to happen anymore. I'm actually in contract negotiations with 3 different agents right now.
Ooh.
So after that, my vacation's off. That's it. Because once I sign with an agent, he's going to have my ass on every porn display in America. So I'll
right.
be busy. I'll be busy, and apparently I'll be sore. I'm ready. I'm ready. You know,
just like Jason
Gowan.
He's another
on
one. Yeah.
It's good times. It's good times. So yeah. I'm just doing that. And then I've been offered cameos as Gore Girl in several films, several studio back films, actually. One of which
back
really
films?
Actually, yeah, it's actually a, yeah, we don't want to talk about it. It's,
I gotta get to the top.
I've said on your show like 5 times. When are you gonna, I don't even know. Why isn't I get on your show and all of a sudden all I can talk about is like
that's
extremities
a,
and I don't even know. I don't even talk
that's
about
that's a medical
that.
Term.
Day.
That's a medical term, Gigi. They can't do nothing.
Mother's
about
Day, for God's sakes. And I'm yeah. talking about probing.
Happy Mother's
I don't
Day.
Even know.
I'm just writing
no,
them down
I mean,
at this point to for later. I don't know. It's a
That's how G&D does big Mother's Day. They do it style.
Oh, come on, GJ.
I got this new term that I
Did you miss me, Nate? Did you miss me?
You've
Listen,
been doing
I got
your
this
show
new term,
for so
GG.
Long that you forget that we don't say those things.
A friend of mine, we were walking through, we went to the cemetery, and we were coming home from it, and she said that chick has a front butt, and from now on, front butt is my term. You know, does anybody know what a front butt is?
Let's not say it on the air, Sean. I've got enough stuff to bleep out tonight. I have not had to bleep a show in months.
You got to go to work in the morning, Game Hunter. You're going to have to spend all night.
Blow the dust off that button.
Yeah.
No, there's one. Yeah, I've been offered several cameos in films, one of which is really cool. It's being helmed by the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre guys, so I'm excited about that. But there is one film that really totally juices me. I could care less about anything else. I could care less. And if any of them are listening, yeah, I could care less. But there is one film that I'm really juiced about. It's actually going to be a horror anthology where Gore Girl, it's going to be kind of like the Crypt People. Give you a pit. If I could talk,
the
it'd be
people.
Awesome. Give me another beer. It's going to be like the Crypt Keeper in hosting and weaving you through different terror tales. So I'm actually excited about that. They've been pounding out a final script. They're set to begin pre-production this fall. So hopefully it won't get pushed back. Because I am just jonesing to do it. I'm ready to do it now. Fingers crossed on the start time, because God knows films and their start times never match up.
You know, I've heard that, Gigi. I have heard that.
Oh, my God. It's insane. It's absolutely nuts. Like,
now, tell me, Gigi, when you're dealing with production like that, how often does it go over what you expected?
As far as what? As far as a day shoot or as far as the total shoot?
As like getting started, when how long it takes to get something like that?
The problem is there's a lot of different factors that go from pre-production to actual roll time. There are so many different factors that play in. I've seen some productions, no joke. I've seen some that have started a week after pre-production ended, which is great. I mean, that's phenomenal if you can get that. But I have seen literally some movies get pushed back about 2 years.
See, I love Gigi. She's got that Chicago accent. Push now, back.
That's the extreme of that. That's not all the time. That's the absolute extreme I've seen. But that's the longest I've seen that a production has actually on. But no production ever starts on time. You know, Nightmare on Elm Street, the prequel, was supposed to start shooting April 25th. It is now, you know, what is it, May 10th? And they haven't even started rolling lens yet. So, yeah. Yeah.
Rolling lens. I just feel like I'm backstage.
I've spent many years there. I do have a thing. Here's a little tidbit for everybody.
Wait. Gigi has a thing? This is a hot topic for the Ghost Band.
I have several things. But this is a really cool thing, and it's a little less... Oh, I'm not even going to say it because Nathan's going to just blow his lid. We'll keep it PG. Anyway, I do have a tip for everybody out there that's looking... to get into backstage, behind-the-scenes filmmaking. If you want to start working on films professionally, there is only one thing that will get you through those grueling set hours. And the crews out there know what I'm talking about. Because you're putting in, I've seen some films that you're shooting 20 hours a day. You sleep for two, and you get up and do it again. And you're doing it 6 days a week.
Been there.
There is one thing that's gotten me through film set after film set. And that is Jesus juice itself, Everclear.
I actually
was working a film once, and this key grip, he was just a grip at the time, came up to me and said, I don't know how to get through this movie. I don't know what to do. How do you get through a schedule like this? And I literally took him aside and said, go to the store, buy yourself a bottle of Everclear. And he looked at me, and I said, just trust me. He went to the store. About a week later, I came up to him and said, how you doing? How's the shooting going? He looked at me and he said, girl, I got this now. He's like, I got this down now.
I got it. I got this.
Amazing. It's amazing. It's Jesus juice. You'll see Jesus with it. So it's great.
So let's talk about what's going on in your future, Gigi. Are you ever coming back to G&D show when we go back to 2 hours? I mean, what's going down with that?
Yeah, like I like you guys.
I know.
Oh, now I'm crying.
Cry, let it out. I want to see those tears. I want to taste
them. I want to feel your pain.
Salty.
I've got little jars on my bedside table. Nate's tears. Sean's tears.
Yeah.
It's all good. No, I've got, I don't know. I mean, that's, all this stuff is rolling and there's a lot of stuff happening. Like I said, I'm on sort of a vacation right now. And after I sign, I'm actually, my vacation officially ends the second week of June because I'm going to New Orleans for a week. It's my last hurrah before all this stuff starts taking off and I'm working 24 hours a day. So that's my last hurrah. And I'm going to New Orleans to do some ghost hunting and, conjure up some voodoo spells and all that good stuff. So I'm excited about going down there.
But, so I think the question of the day is, Gigi, the question of the day is, should I shave my beard?
Oh, I thought you were asking me somewhere else. I was like, well, you know.
Should I shave?
If you do a design, it might be cool. But, you know, okay. I'm not, or, you know, we should put a poll. Put a poll up on the website and see what happens. There's several projects that I'm discussing with different production companies, but I'm not even going to talk about them because, like we were just talking about, you know, you never know what might fall through or basically what might take its place. So, you know, I am totally, there's so many things going on. And if everything goes through, God, I'm still trying to just grasp doing an hour of the Gigi hour. It's impossible pretty much right now as it is, but you know, whatever. I don't know. That's something we could talk about in the future. Can we talk about it? 10 years down the road, perhaps. But I mean, just crazy stuff. Like one of them that's being discussed is there's talk of me actually helming a series of horror shorts. There's significant interest on my part to do it, but with my schedule being what it is this summer, it better not happen this summer because I just can't commit to that.
Wait,
and that
you know what I say? I say GG for president. So whatever.
I was actually thinking that. I was like, you know what? Yeah. I'm actually also thinking about getting out some Gigi tampons. I was thinking that would be a great promo thing. And I've actually had interest. I've actually had people said that they would use Gigi tampons.
Now, Gigi,
we'll call it the Gigi Emotional Tampon.
What?
The Gigi Emotional Tampon. Yeah, Gowan, what do you think about this, Gal?
We were saying after they're used, the Gigi Hour logo pops up.
Hold on, Gowan was saying something. What do you say, Jay?
I said I use those for nosebleeds, so that's perfect for me.
It is. I stuff them up each nostril.
No, listen.
I gotta tell you guys this story real quick, okay? Well, just real quick. I know it's kind of off kelter. It's not the regular. We're not going with the flow here.
Not at all.
But when I was little, there was this here in Indianapolis. There's the Herman and Sons Funeral Home. And my dad, I mean, I swear to God, you know, if your dad ever worked at a factory, every week somebody was dying. So dad would take us to the senior home all the time to see his buddies. And I remember me and my cousin Eric were in the back when they were all crying. Everybody was up around, you know, this guy, and they were showing him. And we went around the back and we open up the back door and we see this other room with this dead body laying there. Are you with me, guys?
I'm with you.
Yep.
All right. We see this dead body.
I got another beer. Good God.
Yeah, this is a true story, man. And we went back into this room, and they had all the doors locked because they hadn't let the family in yet. The showing wasn't, you know, ready. And we went up to the corpse that was laying in the box, and this corpse had coffee stir sticks stuffed up both nose, nostrils, and in his ears.
Well,
so we went, and we told whoever it was, the creepy guy that runs the place. This was happening. We were like, hey, man, this guy's got coffee stirs. I know he thought these little brats, us guys, done it right. But he went in there, and I brought that up to Stacey K a couple days ago, and she said that they do that sometimes to keep the nostrils open.
Well, you know what, Sean? I actually worked in a crematorium, as you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw this out for you so you know this. They shove cotton up the nose and in the ear so blood doesn't drip out in the middle of the service. And they stick the coffee sticks in there to hold the cotton in place until it's ready to show the body.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
that. Well, unless
you God, it makes me want to go for a nice cup of joe right now.
A coffee stir stick.
Occasionally, stick. People would want to see the body before we cremated it, so they would stick these coffee stirrers up. Actually, one of my jobs for a while was to go in and stuff cotton in orifices, so I can tell you.
You know what, Nathan? That explains a lot. Really,
that's why he's always trying to stuff cotton down my pants. What's wrong with this guy?
Oh, come on, Sean. You stuffed that cotton down there long before I was around.
But... Gowan, you like cotton?
I don't know. I don't know whether to be disgusted or slightly turned on.
I'm both right now.
So it's all gone downhill now. It's just all gone.
Gigi, before we go too much farther off track, I got to ask you two things. One, the movie, the production you really want to be a part of, I wanted to ask you, like, when we can look to see Gigi?
Oh, my God. Well, like I said, between between the movie roles, the series of shorts, that one, the book, the serial killer interview, and a possible, but probably not going to happen because it's kind of all willy-nilly right now, possible Vegas horror magic show. I'm not kidding you. That is a story in itself. I was approached by a big Vegas magician. I will not name names. he's a pretty cool guy, I guess. You know, he's a little on the weird side. Has a little obsession with his... oh God, Wiener Stick,
Wiener Schnitzel, Wiener Stick
has a lot of weird things associated, just weird stuff. That's why I'm not going to get into it. But anyway, he approached me. I don't know how the heck he found out about me. Approached me and was saying, "Hey, you know, we were talking all this horror stuff, and you know, he was saying he loved the Gore Girl thing, and he was talking about doing a Vegas horror magic show." And the idea was really cool, but there was a lot of other stuff associated with it that I was kind of frightened. And I was like, really? The Vegas Horror Show sounds cool, but some of the other stuff sounds like, I don't know, I'll be in therapy for a while, crying in a fetal position.
It's like in prison. It's like in prison. You were approached. Did anybody get to you yet, boy? Yeah.
It was like Deliverance. I heard banjos. And then all of a sudden, Siegfried came out. And he was, you know, it was crazy. I don't know.
Well, Gigi, question number two. We cannot have Gigi on without asking a movie question. So since you've left the Ghost Band and Demon Hunter show, because we had to go to the hour, what has been your favorite movie out, and what are you looking forward to most this summer?
That's a insane question. I don't know. Little complex. Well, anybody that is interested in knowing what flicks to check out should definitely check out the show website, because I do put up flicks up there that people need to see, they need to check out. Like His Name Was Jason. Excellent. Excellent documentary material about the shooting of the films and stuff like that. Great. So anybody that wants to know about that can just check it out on the website. We'll be adding more stuff, more flicks that people need to see.
Why don't you give us that website, Gigi?
That website is www.thatggshow.com. Like I said, we add lots of crazy stuff, so check it out, you know. Check out the flicks on there.
Are there new photos of Sean on that site?
God, you know what? I was actually hoping you could help me with that, Gal. I was thinking, I know there's probably a collection out there, and I was hoping you could flip me some.
We finished up shooting the 2009 line, so you can have them as soon as I get them done.
Just go to my MySpace page. Yeah.
Excellent.
Gigi, third and final question from me.
Butt stuffer.
Do you miss us, Gigi?
Oh, God, no. No, no, that's pretty accurate. That's something about love right there. No, I do miss you guys, but I do have to admit that everything happens for a reason in its own special way. And we all have stuff, you know, everything, the universe is taking us in our right paths and making it happen. And I say from the bottom of my heart, and I truly mean this, that the G&D hour started Gore Girl, and I do respect that. I respect my roots. I respect where all this came from. So it's been an amazing journey with you guys. We've had some ups, we've had some downs, and I do love you guys to pieces, but hell no, I don't miss your asses.
You know, it all started, Gigi, in my front living room at the old house. It all started.
Oh, my God, it did.
Did you ever think 2.5 years ago when Sean approached you and said, we're going to be doing this show, would you be interested in, like, doing a segment on it, that it would lead to everything it has led to since?
Oh, my God. I actually, you know, it's funny we're talking about this. I was actually interviewed for a horror publication, and that was kind of a similar question that they asked. It's wild because I did not expect, I was getting off of doing movies. I didn't want to do behind the scenes stuff anymore. And I didn't want to work on films, and I was kind of getting into this. And when you guys approached me about it, I was thinking, oh, well, okay, this will be fun. And then I did
that
not.
Hold on. When you said that sounds fun. That sounds like that late night infomercial on what is it? Huge X. Yeah, Huge X. You copied that off that chick.
That's awesome.
You know, I thought we'd have more sex. This could be fun.
It all starts out that way.
Okay.
It's kind of like It's kind of like those things that, like, you know, infomercials about hair removal, where it looks like it's a big party, and then you get there, and then it actually just rips the hair out violently. That's what it was like.
How do you know about that, Jason?
Anyway, that guy on that Extends commercial, he's talking, right? And he's like, yeah, and, you know, the increase in size was kind of fun, too. Are you kidding me? That's why you buy it.
Yes, that is the best infomercial. He's like, yeah, that was kind of fun too. And I'm like, oh my God. This is
whatever.
Great.
Get out of here, dude. It took you from a 6 to a 12. Get out of here.
Mom, I hope you're not listening.
Honestly, I didn't think at all that Gore Girl would have anything to do with anything. I just thought it was a fun little kitschy thing at the time. And now look, I'm stuck with this freaking name.
Jerry in the chat room brings up your love my nuts.
Don't say it, Sean. Oh.
It's from that guy. It's from the chopper, man. Yes, what's he do? Slim Shaddy or whatever his name is. Slim Wow. You're gonna love my.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. He's got the chop suey machine. You know Gore Girl, the guy that got picked up for beating up on that prostitute, the Slim Wow or
ShamWow.
Yes. Oh, I actually bought some of those.
See, I know you did because you've been watching Extends commercials. You're copying off of what they said. That was kind of fun, too. You know, the increase in size.
No, because we beat up the same prostitute.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
everybody goes silent. Everybody goes quiet all of a sudden.
That was the perfect moment.
Thank you.
Oh, GG. So, you're at www.thatgoregirl.com.
Or thatggshow.com.
Oh, I'm sorry, thatggshow.com.
Yes, and we wonder why I don't miss you guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, and that's it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for...
I have a complex because of you guys. No, thatggshow.com, that's where you can check out, different stuff that we have going on. We're doing a massive update soon because we've been flagging behind. But also, I'm going to put on there, that's a good thing that you brought that up, I'm going to be putting different stuff I have going on up there. So the movies, the shorts, anything that happens Gore Girl related will be put on the website.
Oh, and like if people Google Gore Girl now, do you pop up?
It's funny, I do. I pop up more when you Google my first and last name, like the whole page is me. But when you Google Gore Girl, you get the Gore Girls, and you get me, and then you get some other crazy stuff, so...
Gigi, yeah. You are the Gore Girl of all time.
You're the greatest.
I love you guys.
And we
guys
miss
nuts, and I love
you so much. Even if you don't miss us anymore.
I do. A tiny part of me does. Way down deep. I'll search for it.
If we were women, you'd miss us more. But
No, I would love to do more stuff with you guys in the future. We'll see what's going on. If our schedules ever mesh, you know, we'll definitely get some stuff going on. And of course, everybody can see big reunions when they go to the conventions, because, you know, we'll eventually all be pounding around together, so everybody can see the old gang back in action. So
if Sean and I
know,
ever get out to conventions again.
Back at it.
I haven't seen you. I haven't seen you since Gettysburg almost 2 years ago.
Well,
oh my God, that's right. 2007.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been that long.
God, when I still have the stains on my ass. They don't go away.
Oh, your nose are not going to come out. You're going to, wow, good luck with that.
I scrub. It doesn't work. I don't know. No, I'm saying, whatever schedules mesh, we'll all get together and film that porn we were talking about, but you know, until then.
Let's do it!
I'm not wearing a sheep costume anymore, guys. No more.
But that was the best! What are you talking about?
GG, yeah. I have not had a heart attack during shows since you left, so it's it's a refreshing feeling.
See, don't you miss me now?
Oh,
you know, now your heart doesn't have as many palpitations as it did.
See?
Oh, but GG, people can catch you what night?
We're actually moving back to our original slot Sundays at 10 p.m. Central, which would be 11 p.m. Eastern. We are right after the G&D show.
Ooh, so Sunday nights, 11 o'clock, and that's Absurd Radio?
Exactly. And everybody, like I said, can go to thatggshow.com to catch updates, anything like that, see what channels, where we're playing, all that good stuff.
Oh, GG, we miss you, we love you, but at least I know I can turn on your show now and listen while I'm editing the bleeps out of our show. So
exactly. When are you ending so I'll do my show?
Right about now, because, Sean, we have to take this opportunity to thank everybody tonight for joining us for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Absolutely, GG, we love you, baby. And be sure to check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com and log into our forums, because, hey, we want to hear from you.
And, hey, we had the GG, our very own bestest bud, Gore Girl, sitting right there, and our buddy Jason Gowan. How you doing, Jason?
I'm freaking fabulous.
Oh, very good, very good.
And, what a touch.
Thank you guys for having me on. I love all of you.
We love you too, Gigi.
And we love
so
you.
So you're going to be on your show up next, Gigi. I can go listen, right?
You can.
And right. Gigi, I don't even have a guest to say that's going to be on next week, but we might have some really interesting news ourselves coming up next week. So people, come in, definitely tune in, listen. We've got some exciting stuff coming up. And don't forget, if you missed any part of this or any Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show, you can check it out at, let's see, where can you check it out? Planet Paranormal, The Podomatic, Podcast Alley, iTunes, Mediafly, Podbean, The Blueberry Network, The Podcast Pickle, Para X Radio, The Podfeed Community, and The Black Vault Radio Network.
Go check it out on my pickle, guys. Hey, don't go changing Ghost Hunters. You know we won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Good week, everybody.
Say good night to the bad guy.
Yeah.